What's up, everybody? Welcome to another Greg Way in the car driving to work. It's Tuesday, which means it's then Wednesday tomorrow, which means Thursday I fly to Detroit for SummerSlam. Filming all day on Friday, and then doing pre-show stuff for SummerSlam again on Saturday. As always, if you watch it on Peacock, which I hope you have, because there's a new episode of This Is Awesome on Friday as well. If you watch it and you catch me on it, make sure you screenshot it and send it to me. Remember, I am live, obviously, so I can't watch myself. But I do want to share that, hey, look at this. Greg's doing cool stuff with WWE. So if you're watching SummerSlam and you see me on there at any point, I only know about the pre-show, make sure you screenshot it, tag me, tweet it at me, thread it at me, story at me on Instagram, print it out, mail it to me. Having a good day already. You know, woke up, we got Benny obsessed with Ghostbusters. Hopefully I'm going to have some time when I get to work today to make this, but you know how the days go. His new, when I say obsessed with Ghostbusters, sadly not wearing the uniform, watching the movies yet. Right now, just the song he's obsessed with. Yesterday, the nanny, we started yesterday, he requested it, we put it on, and then it went on repeat. Then he danced to it all with me, we got a video of that. Then, Jen made up a dance for him while I was gone. Then the nanny said, I've listened to Ghostbusters like 900 times. I'm like, get ready, because it ain't stopping. It's in his blood. Today we woke up and did the same thing. More Ghostbuster dancing. More videos. I want to put up one of the videos. I'm just, you know, not enough hours in the day. So that's been fun. It's always delightful to wake up and have little Benny there. He's so cool. You know, so many people said I'd be a good dad before Ben got here. And I mean like a decade before Ben got here. I remember people being like, hey, it's always depressing to hear you say you don't want kids, you'd be a great dad. I'm like, well, fuck you, kids are stupid. And now I have a kid, I'm like, oh man, this is actually pretty great. You know what I mean? He gives good hugs, I'll tell you that. And that's what I like right now. We're at that fun age where he can actually tell us what he wants. So we have all these different breakthroughs. I came home yesterday with a press pack for Tren, which is the new Media Molecule game inside of Dreams. It's a train game, but it's like not a train game. It's like the wooden tracks and the wooden trains, which Ben is obsessed with. So they're... press mailer came with a little train whistle and a train hat and a train bib and some train cookies and stuff. I brought all that home. Ben flipped out. He was so excited. And when I was playing with the whistle, he's like, choo-choo, choo-choo. And then he started playing with the whistle and he was putting apple in it because he can't blow real well yet because he's a kid. Anyways, he had a great time. This Greg Way isn't about Ben, and it isn't about trains. That's just what's on my mind, because the Greg Way vlog can be about whatever I want it to be, and it's about that. But what I really started, and what I think I'm, unless I don't think I've gone full Benny enough, right? I don't think I've gone full Benny enough. My headline here is still Dear Paul Smith. If you don't know, ladies and gentlemen, Paul Smith is just like you, a kind of funny best friend who goes above and beyond by supporting us on Patreon. And not only does Paul go above and beyond by supporting us on Patreon, Paul goes above and beyond by pretty much commenting on every Greg Way. He's always got a question. He doesn't often make, you know, the cut, because I'm trying to do different things with Greg Ways and get different people in there. But I noticed today on the patreon.com/kindoffunny, Paul had three separate questions, three separate comments. And I said, well, I can answer all these. No big deal. Now, of course, as you know, I can't look at them while I drive. So I have them committed to memory, I believe. There's that one. And then there's that one. Yeah, okay, I got them. And so I thought I would answer them all just for Paul here. But they're questions I'm sure many of you have. We'll start with stuff I know we haven't talked about, okay? Because the last one kind of is something we talked about a lot. So let's start with this. Paul says, hey, can we get Kinda Funny Games Daily live on Patreon? We get all the other podcasts live on Patreon. It'd be nice to have Kinda Funny Games Daily on Patreon. And the answer there, Paul, is fuck no. No, it is no. Never say never, you know. Tech changes, things changes. Kevin and Barrett come up with solutions all the time to different problems, yada, yada, yada. The problem with doing games daily live to Patreon is the fact that it wouldn't work for how we do Patreon podcasts, right? You watch us record the Kinda Funny podcast or Gamescast or what have you live on Patreon, you get the ad-free version. If you are, since Games Daily is a live product, the only thing we do publicly live, right, there'd be no way to cut out the ads. So I guess we could before we get to anything else, I guess technically we could do it live to Patreon, and then when the ads start, me and the co-host bullshit around about whatever in that dead space, but then inevitably we're going to fuck that up and show that to the YouTube Twitch audience, or the other way and show you guys the ad. So that's a technical hurdle that complicates our lives, because remember, we're not a production. We're not a big production. We're 11 people, and it's just Barrett in there, or Kevin or Roger in there running the ones and twos. But let's put that aside. The other problem is that we are streaming on YouTube already. So when you watch a Patreon live stream of us doing the Kinda Funny podcast, for instance, you are watching a unlisted YouTube link. So we'd have to make a second YouTube live stream, which I guess isn't impossible, but I think what would be hard is directing what is being seen by what. So if you had one feed that's the YouTube and Twitch feed, and you had another feed that's the YouTube Patreon feed, which is possible, I think. I don't know. Maybe can you be running two live streams at once on the same channel? I'm not sure if you can. Anyways, because they promote the number one of them. Anyways, then it would be a thing of programming. Yeah, I don't think... And again, I'm way out of my element here in terms of how to do it. I'm just trying to express how complicated it would be. Of then, it's got to be a button. I don't think we can then... I don't think we could have... Let's say we'd have all the streams of the world. I don't know if we could have multiple feeds of it. So I don't know if we could feed the ads to one section and not the ads to another. I think our run on this has always been, you know... Listen, it's live. It's live on YouTube. You could go watch it live on YouTube. You just have to put up with the ads there, which sucks, but it's not the end of the world. But you could also wait and then get the ad-free version when it posts later on. So, no, Paul, we can't do that for you. I apologize. Paul's other question was, why is the SAG strike not affecting video games? People need, you know, mocap actors and stuff like that, yada, yada, yada. The reason there is, and I am not a SAG-AFTRA expert by any stretch of the imagination, but the thing there is that this strike for the Writers Guild and for SAG is specifically about movies and content creating TV, right? It's not about games. That is a separate agreement. That is a set. They have their own. There's a SAG has its own agreement with, you know, not developers, publishers and people creating video games. That there's a separate track for that. That is also possible for a strike later on. I saw something, and I'm way out of my element here because again, this is like a headline I saw, but somebody was talking about it. But right now, it just doesn't matter because that's not the agreement that they're striking about. They're striking about Hollywood. They're not striking about video games. Even if video games are made in Hollywood, it's not apples to apples. It's a different agreement that all their work falls under, which is possible for a strike. And if you remember, there was a voice actor strike, We were in the Ocean studio. It would have been, I don't know, 2016, 17, 18, somewhere in there was a strike. Probably 17. Feels like it was that. Doesn't matter. Anyway, so no, you don't have to worry about that anytime soon. Well, you don't have to worry about it for this strike. There's a possibility it could happen on its own, but it isn't affected by this ball. And then Paul said, Greg, what's the video game that got you, made you want to do this? Made you want to cover video games? Made you want to work on video games? And of course, that's a interesting question. I don't think it was ever one video game that did it. What I always talk about, right, is that in the fourth grade, I had an issue of Game Pro. On the cover was Death and Return to Superman. On the inside was an ad for Maximum Carnage. I read the magazine cover to cover every night for a month. And I had a little note card with all the video game stores, or people who even sold video games. I'm calling Kmart, too. People who just sold video games, electronics department. And so I would read the magazine cover to cover every night. And then I would go down the list of the note card and I would call each store because I wanted to know if they had Death and Return to Superman yet. Because back in my day, when the information wasn't at your fingertips, when it wasn't, oh, I can just get this, you know, magazines had a longer lead time, you know, it was a slower retail chain. Most of the time, magazines would just say, oh, the game's coming out this summer, when it would preview something or whatever. And so when there wasn't an official release date for something, like Death and Return to Superman, GamePro would just say it's coming out in the summer, and then my dumb kid brain was like, well, it's the end of May, well, it's the beginning of June, like, this is pretty much summer. And so then every night I would call the stores, I'd read the magazine, call the stores, read the magazine, call the stores, and so then at the end of a month of doing this, it finally dawned on me, wait a second, this is a magazine that, if this is somebody's job, adults got paid to write this. Like, this is something I could do. And so I walked into the kitchen with my GamePro and I told my mom I knew what I wanted to do with my life. She said, what? I said, I wanted to write about video games. She said, okay, we can make that happen. What is it? It's, you know, this, so what is that? That's journalism. That means you should be writing. That means you should focus on English. You should do school papers when that's possible. Work for the school newspaper, yada, yada, yada. And that was the path I went on. I had that information, I had that nudge, and that's all I needed in the fourth grade. So, is there a video game that made me go, man, I want to talk about games, write about games, stuff like that? Not really. I guess you could say Death and Return to Superman. But I've never, there was no light bulb moment for it. It was the fact that I loved that magazine so much, and I loved reading about all these games so much, and I loved the idea of bringing information to fans. I loved the idea of playing something ahead of time and saying if you liked it or didn't like it, and that resonating with audiences. I loved the interviews. I loved how many games were in there. I loved the diversity of the industry. And so that grew, obviously, all the way up through to fourth grade, and then obviously exploded as you went on. And I always talk about it, you know, for reviewing games, I always loved doing that. Still do, obviously. I just do it in a different way, because I would write, like, I would talk to Poe in the basement. Like, Poe would always come over after track practice or cross-country, or come over for a sleepover on the weekend, and I would have some new game, and he'd be like, all right, what's this one about? And I would explain what's going on, how to play it, what I liked, what I didn't like, yada, yada, yada. And so that was always how I came at my IGN previews and reviews, right? Was that a, hey, you know what I want to do? You know what I mean, jerk-ass? Hey, I know what I want. I want to talk and write like that, which a lot of people liked and a lot of people hated. But I always appreciated it. And it's still what I do on the podcast, right? Where it is just a conversation, but now it's just a conversation. So it makes even more sense for why we do things the way we do things. But yeah, Paul, no real turnkey, this is what did it for me thing. I guess Death and Return to Superman, but I would also call out Ghostbusters on the Sega Master System, right? Like, if it wasn't for that game and my obsession with Ghostbusters, and look at me bringing this back to little Benny dancing the Ghostbusters. If it wasn't for my obsession with that, right? Like, when my mom took that wrong turn down the video game aisle when we were going to go buy real Ghostbuster toys, and I saw the Ghostbusters logo there behind the glass case at Toys R Us, and I slammed my finger and I said, what's that? She said, that's a video game. That's what started all this, right? And that's what started me on this track. So you can't look past that, but I guess we got to tip our hat to Death and Return to Superman. I mean, wanting to know as much as possible about that video game and want it so bad that it made me obsess to the point of, wait a second. Someone who wrote this probably is obsessed about it too, and they probably got paid to write it. That's the ticket for me, Paul Smith. So as always, Paul Smith, thank you for your support. Thank you for being so active on the Patreon page. Thank you, everybody else, for being so active on the Patreon page. Housekeeping for you, it is August, which means hello, new patrons. Awesome. And then maybe, well, hello, new patrons who usually only get this stuff in the end of the month, because maybe you join for that amazing We the Trog shirt. I am so fucking excited about this shirt Olive Party made for the premium item. I wish I could show you, but I don't have that editing skills, nor am I going to make Cool Greg edit that. I know we have a tweet going up this afternoon or morning because I have to write it. So hopefully by the time you see this, I have updated kindoffunny.com/premium, which then takes you to the Patreon thing that shows you all the premium rewards we've ever done, but also shows you this month's. But it's a, if you're unfamiliar, it's just a cool shirt. It says, you know, We the Trogs. And it's got the Golden Gate Bridge in the text or whatever. But what it is Olive Party, the fucking man, aping We the Ones from WWE, because the Usos do that. They have this awesome shirt called We the Ones, and it's got their, like, tattoos in the background. But, like, he took it and did the Trogs. And if you're not familiar, we call people who are in the live chat when we do the podcast, we call them Trogs. They've adopted being Trogs. They love being Trogs. So there's, like, this is a shirt for you, Patreon. You know what I mean? This is what I love about doing the premium item versus doing the store. If we were going to do a Trog shirt on the store, that would sell dog shit numbers. And what I mean by that is that, like, that is not a, I like, oh man, Nick's funny, I like him on screencast, and you click on it, you go, what the fuck's We the Trogs? That doesn't make any goddamn sense to me. Because we're not trying to sell this to, I can't believe I want to say this, the mainstream Kind of Funny audience. That's ridiculous because we're so small. But we're not selling it to every Kind of Funny audience member, right? No, we're selling it to you, the Patreon faithful and dedicated. So maybe, you know, you look at this and you say, hey, you know what? I haven't supported them in an upper tier in a while. This shirt's cool. I'm going to go up to the premium item for a month and then go down for whatever and yada, yada, yada. I don't know. I'm making up examples for how you spend your money. But no matter what, we love you. We appreciate you. We thank you for the support, especially you, Paul Smith. Be like Paul. Leave comments. Give me stuff to talk about on Greg Way. And until next time, no, it's been my pleasure to serve you.